You have criminals?
Of course.
But the mere fact that Quinn responded in this way caused Orlo to jump to a new leaf of the questionnaire. How do you know?
What?
You say, of course there are criminals, but looking at a particular person, how do you know whether or not he is a criminal? Are criminals branded, tattooed, locked up? Who decides who is and isn't a criminal? Does a woman with shaved eyebrows say, you are a criminal, and ring a silver bell? Or is it rather a man in a wig who strikes a block of wood with a hammer? Do you thrust the accused through a donut-shaped magnet, or use a forked stick that twitches when it is brought near evil? Does an emperor hand down the decision from his throne written in vermilion ink and sealed with black wax? Or is it rather that the accused must walk barefoot across a griddle? Perhaps there is ubiquitous moving picture practice, what you'd call steely captors, that know all, but their secrets may only be unlocked by a court of eunuchs, each of whom has memorized part of a long number. Or perhaps a mob shows up and throws rocks at the suspect until he's dead.
I can't take you seriously, Quinn said. You've only been in the consent, what, 30 years?
Fra Orlo sighed and looked at me. 29 years, 11 months, 3 weeks, 6 days.
And it's plain to see that you are boning up for Appert, but you can't really think that things have changed so much.
Another look in my direction. Artisan Quinn, said Fra Orlo, after a pause to make his words hit harder. This is anno 3689 of the Reconstitution.
That's what my calendar says, too.
Quinn affirmed. 3690 is tomorrow. Not only the Unarian math, but we Decenarians as well will celebrate Appert. According to the ancient rules, our gates will open and we will welcome visitors for a period of 10 days. Now, 10 years hence, the Centenarian gate will open for the first and probably the last time in my life.
When it closes, which side of that gate will you be on? Quinn asked.
I got embarrassed again, because I'd never dare ask such a question. But I was secretly delighted that Quinn had asked it for me. If I am found worthy, I should very much like to be on the inside of it, said Fra Orlo, and then glanced at me with an amused look, as if he had guessed my thoughts. The point is that in 9 or so years I can expect to be summoned to the upper labyrinth which separates my math from that of the centenarians. There I shall find my way to a grate in a dark room, and on the other side of that grate shall be one of those hundreders, unless they have all died, vanished, or turned into something else, who shall ask me questions that shall seem just as queer to me as mine do to you. For they must make preparations for their abbot just as we do for ours. In their books they have records of every judicial practice that they and others in other consents have heard of in the last 3700 odd years. The list that I rattled off to you a minute ago is but a single paragraph from a book as thick as my arm. So even if you find it to be a ridiculous exercise, I should be most grateful if you'd simply describe to me how you choose your criminals.
Will my answer be entered in that book?
If it is a new answer, yes.
Well, we still have magistrate doctors who roam about at the new moon in sealed purple boxes.
Yes, those I remember.
But they weren't coming round as often as we needed them. The powers that be weren't doing a good job of protecting them, and some got rolled down hills. Then the powers that be put up more spiele captors.
Fra Orlo jumped to a new leaf. Who has access to those?
Well, we don't know.
Orlo began moving to yet another new leaf, but before he found it, Quinn continued.
But if someone commits a bad enough crime, the powers that be clamp a thing on their spine that makes them sort of crippled for a while. Later it falls off, and then they are normal again.
Does it hurt?
No.
A new page. When you see someone wearing one of those devices, can you tell what crime they committed?
Yes. It says right on it, in kinograms.
Theft? Assault? Extortion?
Sure.
Sedition? Quinn waited a long time before saying,
I've never seen that.
Heresy?
Well, that would probably be handled by the Warden of Heaven.
Fra Orlo threw his hands up so high that his bolt fell away from his head and even bared one of his armpits. Then he brought them down again, the better to clamp them over his face. It was a sarcastic gesture that he liked to make in a chalk hall when a fid was being impossibly blockheaded. Quinn clearly took its meaning and became embarrassed. He shifted back in his chair and pointed his chin at the ceiling, then lowered it again and looked at the window he was supposed to be mending. But there was something in Fra Orlo's huge gesture that was funny and gave Quinn the feeling that it was okay.
"All right," Quinn finally said. "I never thought of it like this, but now that you mention it, we have three systems.
The chaps in the purple boxes, the spine clamps, and this new thing that neither I nor Fra Erasmus has ever heard of called the Warden of Heaven," said Fra Orlo, and began pushing through many leaves of his questionnaire, digging deep. Something had occurred to Artisan Quinn.
"I never mentioned them because I thought you'd know all about them."
"Because," Fra Orlo said, finding the page he'd been looking for and scanning it, "they claimed that they came from the Consent, bringing the enlightenment of the Mathic world to a worthy few."
"Yeah, didn't they?"
"No, they didn't.